Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always. Remember our good friend Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen? I told you earlier she's going to be back with us. You know, Deborah, folks, is a conversation guru. Did you know that? Have you ever met a conversation guru before? Well, you know, we have a little bit of everything here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Our brain trust, the members of our brain trust are the most outstanding experts on the planet. No chopped livers for the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my folks. And so we got our very own conversational guru. She's the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk, which we've talked about many times with Deborah in the past, and her brand new book, which literally is hitting the shelves today. So you can go get it right now, The Fine Art of the Big Talk, which I have no idea what that means. So we're going to get her to tell us about that. Deborah Fine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's my thrill to be back on with you because you're such a warm and wonderful man. And also, gosh, who doesn't know Jim and who doesn't want to be on your show? And your website is just looking so fine.
Thanks.
What you all have done is tremendous.
I appreciate it. Well, you know, Deborah, I don't know exactly how to say this, but I am kind of a big deal. You know, I mean, I have lots of leather-bound books and you don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
That you wrote, my friend, or that somebody?
No, have you not?
You haven't seen the
shelves? Or? You haven't seen the Anchorman movie with what's his name?
Oh yeah, that's, Will Ferrell.
That's from the Anchorman. I was just trying to make a little joke there. Deborah just kind of fell flat, but you know what?
If my husband was on, he knows every word to every that.
You're gonna,
that movie
no,
is Dumb and Dumber.
He's being introduced to this Applegate, whatever her name is.
The beautiful blonde,
and she acts like she doesn't know who he is. He says, "Well, you know, I don't know how to say this, but I'm kind of a big deal around here." Anyway, look, Deborah, I just figured out how to do the art of small talk, and now you want me to do the art of big talk.
Well, I think you already know, Jim. You're the master of all talking. I mean, isn't that what they say about you, anyways? That you in that magazine? What's that magazine called? Talkers, huh?
Well,
I can't even get in that magazine, and you're the king of that magazine. And I'm supposed to be the talking guru.
What is a big talk?
Big talk is all that, you know, after small talk leads into, or should be a picture frame around that big talk. Small talk, I always used to say on your show, is sort of that appetizer leading into that entree, the conversation that might be more serious, mm-hmm. It probably is, or it might be a difficult conversation. You might need to want to ask for a raise. You may need to give feedback to an employee, or you may be a member of the staff who just received feedback that you either disagree with and or just have to accept for what it is and learn how to do that with grace and dignity. It may be giving a presentation. And I don't mean in the way you do, Jim, as a professional speaker. I mean in the way where you might just have to stand up for 2 minutes and explain why your budget is this way rather than that way. Or you might have to go to just a Rotary Club because you're your business, you want to get some visibility, and you might get to go up there for 5 minutes and talk about your business and what you're doing with the community and the students at that high school or whatever.
So the small talk is where the small talk is when it's probably more about the other person. And the big talk is when it actually is your turn to shine. Is that what you're saying?
That is beautifully put. As long as we always have to, because we can't be like that. Will Ferrell is an Anchorman.
Right. At some point in time, though. I mean, at some point in time, you can do a really great job of the small talk. You can do a great job of getting other people to love you because you let them talk about themselves.
Right.
But at some point in time, it's your turn to produce the goods.
That is exactly right.
And that's the big talk.
That is the big talk. And there's so many opportunities also to help even get in the middle of other people. If you have when you have a small business and you have two, three people working for you, for instance, and there might be a conflict between two of those people, right? And it may not even be a conflict that is a thorn that stands out, but just a little cancer that's growing. How do you manage that? How do you manage that in a way that you solve the problem? And you know how most of us, at least I'll speak for myself, would like to ignore little problems like that and hope they go away? And then when we do get involved, it's already sort of reached crisis stage or something where I just have to deal with it. So if you allow that to happen, how do you deal with it at that point, which isn't a good idea, but how do you deal with it in the beginning so that people, so you address the issues but do it in a way, you don't have time. You're a small business person. You don't have time to go to a training course with a human resources company for 3 months, right, and learn how to be a human resources officer. You have to manage all kinds of fires. How do you interact with a customer who has a complaint and yet do it in a customer that you want to keep, not a customer that's so difficult and so ornery that it's just ridiculous?
So small talk is when it's important because that's how you sort of get things going. It's how you get, maybe small talk is part of an introduction or something like that. But the big talk, the topic of the second book, is where what's on the line is really important.
Right, where there's something at stake.
Yeah.
Where there's something at stake. Not that there's not always something at stake when we interact with people, but, you know, it doesn't have... If I'm walking down the hall and you're walking in the other direction, or we're at the Chamber of Commerce meeting at the end of the meeting, and I have to go, and I don't have time to stop and chat, as if you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David talks about that, I don't have time for a stop and chat. That is not the end of the world. If I don't have time, I don't have time.
Right.
But when there's something at stake, that this is when... Big talk comes in. That is what big talk is, when something is at stake.
Is part of the art of big talk knowing how to get the big point across when you don't have big time?
Well, that is part of it, but there's so many little pieces of it. Yes. So tell me what you meant by that.
Well, but what I mean by that is sometimes, you know, you think you're going to have 20 minutes to give your presentation or to make your speech or whatever, and it turns out that they're only going to give you 8 minutes.
That's you know, you have to always be prepared. If you're going to make a presentation of any kind, you have to be prepared for anything that could happen, yes.
Right.
And I'm sure because you are a professional speaker, you've encountered everything from
all
fire alarms.
It happens all the time.
You've had a fire alarm go off at least once in your... I mean, you're a young man, I know, but it had to have happened. Or
well,
you've had...
the biggest thing is they tell me I've got an hour or 45 minutes or whatever, and I get there, and because the Chamber of Commerce president took too long, you know, it's...
Right.
Now I got 8 minutes. Hold
exactly.
on to that thought. Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our good friend. She's the fine art of small talk. She's the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk and a brand new book breaking today on this show right now, The Fine Art of the Big Talk. Stay with us, 20 after.
Hello, Jim. This is Dave Noonan, author of Aesop and the CEO. Congratulations on 10 years of serving the small business nation. Aesop said, slow and steady wins the race, and you are living proof by bringing together the largest community of small business experts in the world. Keep up the great work.
When I was a young boy, we're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use that to your advantage. Check it out. It's all there for you for free. No barrier to entry at all. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. Use our stuff. And, of course, don't forget to check out AskJim.biz, our knowledge base, where you can get small business answers now. We're talking about the fine art of the big talk with our good friend Deborah Fine, the author of that outstanding brand spanking new book. The ink is just barely dry on the copy you're going to be able to pick up today at the bookstores. I guess they're available everywhere, right, Deborah?
They are, this morning. The Fine Art of the Big Talk. This, actually, when the store is open, so you're the first person I'm talking to today, which isn't surprising since where I live, it's, you know, 5 in the morning. but nonetheless, who else would I want to talk to at 5
of
in
course.
The morning?
Of course. Who else would you have launch your book than me, right? So so tell us, but give us your website, because I know they can find it there, too.
It's debrafine.com, debrafine.com. But it is everywhere, and it's exciting, Jim, to have this other book out there in a series, The Fine Art of...
It's like another
right?
baby, isn't it?
Well, no, Jim. As you know, I'm not a grandparent yet. I'm not ready to be a grandparent because it would
not
be
appropriate. Well, you're not old enough to be a grandparent.
Well, no, I'm old. I mean, you're always old enough. You know, you're so happy. But my oldest is 25 years old. But, I've been an empty nester only for a couple of years now. So
it's been
a joyous time in a way. You know what I mean?
Yep,
reconnecting
absolutely.
With my that's big,
but
that's
don't you think
talk,
don't
Jim,
you think don't
talk.
You think producing a book is like making a baby? I mean, it's so much work that goes into it, and it finally comes out, and you're so proud of it, as you were saying. But let's get back to the big talk. Give us some other examples of how we need to understand what about the big talk. And now the big talk is not, folks, the big talk is not your license to go on and on about yourself. The big talk is your opportunity, Deborah, as I understand what you mean about it. The big talk is when you have to produce the goods and show people that you really have critical mass.
Well, yes. So let me give you some examples. For instance, let's say you're conducting a meeting. That is managing a conversation, right?
Right.
But it's not you and me talking on the telephone now. Now we're having a meeting, and there's four other people there. And a lot of things go on at meetings, right? But how do you stay on track? How do you stick to your agenda? Especially if you have someone, for instance, we've been using the word cantankerous when we've been off the air, Jim, just visiting with one another. So I'll use it during a meeting. What if we have one of those people? He's my star salesperson, but he's in a
rush. There's always one in every crowd.
Isn't there? So how do you manage someone like that? And then not just manage him, but how about the other salesperson who's just as valuable a contributor to the organization, but isn't loud and doesn't interrupt?
I manage the cantankerous one or the difficult one with humor.
Okay, that's smart, but let me challenge you for a second. You manage him with humor or her with humor. Does he or she get a lot of your attention? And to get your attention, Jim, it feels wonderful for me, I know that, just visiting on the phone between segments, okay? So how do those other people feel at a meeting?
Well, I bring them into it. For example, if I have a difficult person, I say, you're going to be a problem for me today, aren't you?
Oh, now that's good.
And then everybody laughs, and it diffuses the other person, and then they become my foil for the rest of the day.
Oh, that's good. Well, you're so good at this.
It works every time.
That's a very good tip. That's an excellent tip. And so that is just one example of, using managing a conversation. Now, here I'll throw another idea out at you. Using silence as a tool. Now, think about that just for a second. And how many times you can use in a conversation.
Never say silence to a talk show host, Deborah.
Oh, I bet, Mr. I wish I could say I've been in one of your audiences, and I have not. But I know you're legendary. And let me ask you, how many times you've used silence, whether it be in a presentation, Jim, or in a negotiation?
It's a way to really get people's attention, isn't it?
It certainly is. And most people who, whether they make a speech, don't know how to use silence. But how about in a negotiation? And it doesn't have to be a heavy duty. I'm not negotiating for the sale of my business.
You can't get a good, the best deal in negotiating if you aren't prepared to be quiet.
Exactly. So that's an example of, when do you just be quiet? How about when you're trying to sell something to somebody?
That's the big one right there.
Some people don't know when to stop, do they, Jim?
Once you make the close,
right?
Once you ask for the sale, the next person who speaks loses.
That is exactly right. And first of all, the person in the chair who's being sold to needs to learn when to be quiet, right? But also the person selling, sometimes we even go beyond that as a salesperson. We get the sale, and then we don't stop talking either, right?
Right.
So it's really important. How about timing when you ask for a raise?
Mm-hmm.
How about, when is a good time to ask for a raise? Just when I think it's a good time? Or let's just say, let's pretend I work for you and say, Jim, I know my review's coming up in 90 days, but I'd like to talk earlier with you about, because with your new website and with all this new, with your new book and all this, I feel like you've really loaded me down, and I would like, so you might say to me, Deborah, I feel like we're going to stick to our guns here. We're going to stick to a year. That's what we talked about,
right.
and we're just not going to go off track with that. But, I'm happy to discuss how much more additional work we've given you. And I may say to you, well, Jim, I'd like 5 minutes of your time just to talk it over tomorrow.
Right.
Or I may not. I don't know. But
Deborah,
how do you handle that?
We've run out of time, but we got more to talk about. Will you come back?
Yes, oh, of course.
Can we? Let's talk about the big talk some more, folks. Now we also learned that the big talk is about being the big quiet. Hey, Deborah, thank you for being here. Give us a website one more time, quickly.
DeborahFine.com, DeBRAFINE.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.